This podcast will look at the Asian hornet, how it may enter the UK, the identifying features, its life cycle, and how we can reduce its impact on honeybees. The Asian hornet, Vespa velutina, is a member of the wasp and hornet family. It has yet to become established in England, although sightings have been made since 2016. It became established in France in 2004 and since then has caused problems for honeybees. It predates on honeybees as well as other wasps and insects and can cause significant losses to beekeepers. The most likely way it will enter the UK is through imports of goods such as timber or other goods. However, as the climate warms, the hornet may also expand its range and move naturally into the UK. It is non-notifiable, but if anyone suspects they have seen an Asian hornet, they are advised to inform the Non-Native Species Secretariat, details of which can be found on the BeeBase website. You should try to take a photo if you can. There is an online form you can fill in, an email address that you can contact, or there is an app that you can download onto your phone. The key thing is to take as many details as possible. Where you are, what you saw, when you saw it. So how do you know if you've seen an Asian hornet? There are a few key identifying features. You can find pictures of the Asian hornet on the National Bee Unit's BeeBase website, but here are some of the key defining points. Firstly, it is smaller than the European hornet, around 2.5 centimetres long for a worker and 3 centimetres long for a queen. Its abdomen is black except for the fourth segment, which is yellow. The ends of its legs are yellow. It looks like it's been dipped in paint. The head is dark from above, but the face is orange with red compound eyes. In comparison, a European hornet's head is all yellow. Its legs are dark and its abdomen is mainly yellow. Found in queens over winter just like other wasps. In the spring around March they emerge and collect wood to build a primary nest. This can be low down and on man-made structures such as garages. She lays eggs and produces workers, which by May will start to forage and may predate honeybees. A larger secondary nest is built to accommodate the growing size of the colony. This can be high up in trees, so more likely to not be noticed. At this point, there can be a maximum of 6,000 hornets in the nest, and they can predate on a lot more honeybees. The workers fly around the entrance of the hive in a position known as hawking. Returning worker honeybees are grabbed and killed. They are taken to a nearby site where the hornet will remove the head, abdomen, legs and wings of the bee. Only the meaty thorax is taken back to the nest to feed the developing hornet larvae. Between September to November, queens are produced. This is probably the time when beekeepers would notice hornets around the hive entrance. The queens are mated and the nest breaks down. The drones and the workers die and the queens hibernate to repeat the process again next year. To reduce the chance of problems from the Asian hornet, beekeepers can take some actions. Monitoring traps can indicate the presence of Asian hornets in the area. However, using these in spring is not effective. As there are low numbers of queens around, the number of hornets trapped will be low, but it will probably cause more harm to native fauna that will find their way into the traps. Having identification sheets available at apiaries and teaching others about the Asian hornet will educate beekeepers and the general public. Being observant and reporting any suspected sightings will allow the detection and destruction of nests to take place, reducing their numbers and impact. National Bee Unit action groups will triangulate the flights of the hornets to locate the nests and then destroy them. By knowing how to identify the Asian hornet, monitoring its presence, knowing what to do if we see one, and educating others on the issues it can cause, we can all help reduce the spread and chance of introduction of the Asian hornet in the UK.